for young people seeking a career in the arts. A number of prestigious summer camps can provide valuable training. Interlaken in northern Michigan is one of them. Jesse Norman, Josh Groban, and Nora Jones all spent their summers there when they were younger. Tuition runs into the thousands of dollars, which would seem to limit the camp to rich kids. But NPR's Elizabeth Blair visited and spoke with some resourceful young people who found a way to study there.
Interlaken has been around since 1928. It was first called the National High School Orchestra Camp. Its founder, the late Joe Matty, was known to be a visionary who was often short on cash. His goal was total immersion in the arts. Over time, Matty got his wish. Just walk around Interlaken. Around every tree, someone's practicing in one of the dozens of small cabins scattered throughout the woods. Every camper takes classes. Every camper gets either small group or private instruction. And every camper has the chance to perform. That's Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Even though the summer camp is heaven for aspiring musicians, it's also old school. In some ways, it's hard to believe so many teenagers would want to spend the summer here. They have to wear uniforms. They have to hand over their cell phones and only get them back twice a week. And at about 6:30 a.m. every weekday, there's morning lineup.
That's the worst part of the day. After that, I'm fine.
Singer and actor Cassie Mikett from Brighton, Michigan, is studying musical theater. Two summers ago, she did a one-week program at Interlaken.
I didn't really realize until I got here how amazing it is and how great the instructors are and how much I would learn and how many connections I would get when I was here.
Mikett was determined to come back for the six-week program. She says her parents made a deal with her. She had to pay a certain amount of it herself.
Because I have four younger siblings, and it's just not possible to pay for that much camp with that many people in my family.
So Cassie Mikett got to work. Since people always complimented the colorful flower hairpins she made for herself out of soda cans, she set up a Facebook page and started selling them for $5 a piece. Mikett says she made about $700 towards tuition for Interlaken.
I made quite a few, and it takes about 30 minutes per hairpin. And what I really needed was a staff so I could make them, because I was always trying to keep up with orders.
For the rest of the more than $7,000 she needed for tuition, Mikett babysat and says for two Christmases in a row, she asked for cash instead of presents. The rest came from a scholarship from Interlaken.
Now that I'm finally here, I want to get as much out of it as I possibly can, because I work so hard and I don't want to waste any of the time that I had.
Working with a cast of 40 other campers, Cassie Mikett got the lead in the musical Carousel.
She was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a lot of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer never come.
But it's coming by gum, you can feel it come, you can feel it in your heart, you can see it on the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
Interlaken campers have a reputation for being pretty intense. Interlaken does have traditional camp activities and encourages fun.
Now this is sad. This is really sad. They actually force us to do things.
Things like arts and crafts and swimming in the lake, says Duran McDaniel, a 17-year-old bass baritone from Cleveland, Ohio. But he would much rather just sing. McDaniel says in years past, he didn't have the courage to apply to Interlaken. Once he finally did and got in, he says he was thrilled. Then reality set in.
How am I going to pay for this camp that $7,000-something?
That's high for just about anyone. But McDaniel's family was going through an extra hard time. His mother experienced some financial difficulties, and they lost their home to foreclosure.
I was so comfortable in my life for a very long time, and then this came out of nowhere, which threw us all off guard.
McDaniel went to live with his grandmother. Interlaken saw his potential and gave him a scholarship for $5,000. Still, he had to come up with the balance. He wrote letters to potential sponsors. He got in touch with the music directors at the two churches where he sings. Donations, large and small, poured in. He gave a recital where there was a free will offering.
And I said every little bit counts, because it really does. I didn't even care if someone gave me a dime, a penny, a nickel, whatever. It all added up eventually.
Now Daron McDaniel spends his days and nights working on his music. He's already performed in the camp's nearly 4,000-seat auditorium with the World Youth High School Choir. Over the decades, young people have traveled to Interlaken by plane, bus, train, or even hitchhiked. Conductor Jung Ho Pak is the camp's orchestra director. He says the campers who've had to come up with part or all of the tuition themselves are showing an entrepreneurial spirit that will serve them well.
It really is a testament to how much they want to be an artist, because it doesn't get any easier when you graduate Interlaken or go to conservatory and graduate and try to find a job. That it's about sacrifice, but it's also about love and the things that we do for the things we're passionate about.
Things like wearing a uniform, giving up your cell phone, and practicing a lot. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
From NPR News, it's Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Lindsay Totte. Our production staff includes Kevin Leahy, Nishant Dahia, Jess Gittner, Asma Khalid, Frederica Boswell, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Travis Larchuk.
Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller are at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka, and the executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.